Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
All right, let's get to a number of these texts here. Do you think Pete Buttigieg is electable as the president of the United States?
I think Pete Buttigieg is probably one of the greatest communicators in politics.
I think
on the right and left.
Yes, he's fantastic.
Eminently common sense, reasonable, articulate, smart, good experience. You know, would America elect a gay man right now?
I'd like to think so. I'd like to believe that for sure he can get the nomination, and then I would worry how filthy some of the dialogue would be.
I couldn't agree more.
In the national campaign.
I think he's a compelling candidate. I think we've got a whole bunch of compelling candidates. Wes Moore, Josh Shapiro, and many. My gut tells me the 2028 nominee may be somebody who's not even remotely on the radar screen right now. And that would be a healthy outcome because that demonstrates that a legitimate primary occurred, that the base of the party was open to new people, new ideas. I think Pete Buttigieg's greatest contribution to the Democratic Party is his communication skills.
Yes.
And his but
his willingness to go on Fox.
And his willingness to go on Fox, which, by the way, is important because Democrats, when I was serving in Congress, would almost universally turn down invitations to appear on Newsmax and Fox and all those other networks. And my message was, how in the world can you attract more voters if you're not speaking with them or listening to them? And Buttigieg gets it. So with that said, I think that's the value he can add. The problem is he's one of every name we're going to talk about today didn't do what was really important at the moment. And darn, is it hard to be a member of a president's administration sitting at his table as a member of his cabinet?
Well, that's the comeback.
Yes, okay, of course it is. But that's why I thought that my colleagues and my party were a little bit different, that there would be someone at that table when push came to shove to say the thing that needed to be said, to say the quiet part out loud. And he didn't. Josh Shapiro now says today, I think, or yesterday, that he said something to the president privately. But that doesn't matter, as we all know.
So if you're, let's say, Wes Moore, let's say it gets here's my guess right now. Here are my last five. What does Dean Phillips think? Wes Moore, Josh Shapiro. I'm going to go six now. Gretchen Whitmer, Pete Buttigieg, and Stephen A. Smith. I think he's going to run. I really do. And if those folks are going after Pete and saying, you were transportation secretary, you were in the Oval Office, you were around him, why should we believe you? Why should the American public believe you? If you're associated with the Biden administration and the big lie, I think that's going to hurt you a lot with the voters.
Well, I'm not sure of that, though, Chad, because these are the same base. And when I say the same voters, I think one of the biggest issues in America right now is we have a crisis of participation in primary elections. I think we vote in far too few numbers in general elections. But when 12-15% of Americans turn out to actually choose the candidates, it's going to be basically the same group again in 2028. These are the same people.
Right.
And look, the fact of the matter is, in some states, they did have a choice. I was on the ballot. President Biden was on the ballot. Some cases, RFK was still on the ballot or Marianne Williamson. The fact of the matter is Democratic primary voters overwhelmingly did choose Joe Biden to be the nominee, despite seeing the same things I was seeing. So I'm not sure that we should apply anything differently to 2028. That's the reality. All that said, I think Wes Moore is really interesting because he combines private sector experience yep. with now executive public sector experience.
Yep.
He's a veteran. He's got a heck of a life story to tell, and he wasn't at that inner sanctum, at yep. that table, if you will. So if he can rise, introduce himself, I do think he can be a candidate that can transcend this. And I will say, I think it is important that the leader of the United States of America have some experience in the private sector.
I think that matters.
So many of the policies that we pass in Washington deeply affect our economy. Presidents do not create jobs. They have to understand the dynamics that really do. And I think we should not.
It helped Trump in his first. How about Elise Slotkin?
Slotkin. Right.
Yeah. Very impressive.
Is an extraordinary, prototypical of the type of candidate I'm talking about.
Yep.
National security background, tough as nails, from a breadbasket state in the United States, Michigan.
Yep.
Speaks the truth, strong yep. as nails, and I think would be an outstanding future leader for the country. Mikey Sherrill, I'll tell you, I came in 2019
she's really
with a
too.
Lot of extraordinary
yep.
veterans.
Yep.
Jason Crow and Mikey
like
Sherrill.
Too.
I mean, all these. So, but the thing is, you don't know, most Americans don't know their names yet.
And by the way, most of those folks politically are where you're at.
Totally.
They're more center-left folks who represent center-left, center-right. That's still 60% percent of this population.
I can't tell you how many Republicans come, even at the Timberwolves game the other night, the number of people who came up and just said.
Could get by your security.
Yeah, thank you. Yes. Exactly. And by the way, I hate the word moderate. It indicates some compromising of principle. No, pragmatic and common sense.
It's fair.
And they are. So anyway, Elissa Slotkin, outstanding. Andy Kim, another great senator from New Jersey, who single-handedly, a first-generation American, he was the guy that when I went into the rotunda in the Capitol at midnight on January 6th, 2021, after the day's events, and I saw it littered with garbage, and it was defaced, and it was deeply upsetting.
And you're thinking, how could this have happened?
Yeah. In America, by Americans.
Yes.
And I look in the corner and there's a figure on hands and knees with a garbage bag picking things up. It's Andy Kim. No reporters, no cameras. These are the stories.
Everybody else would have their Instagram.
Of course. And I share this, Chad, because some of the names that you just mentioned, I think should be the next generation of leaders. But we will not know their names because there is no incentive for American media right now to pick people on who are not rabble rousers. Think about the names. All the listeners right now should think about the names of politicians they know the best tend to be the most divisive because that's what attracts eyeballs. I encourage all of us to take a little time and get to know some of the backbenchers who I think actually will make the best leaders in the future.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Nerds.
Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
A few more questions. Texter wants your thoughts on Tom Emmer.
You know, I got to tell you, Tom's to me a perfect example of a Minnesotan who most of us would love to go have a beer with, talk hockey with.
Yes.
A good sense of humor and a good guy. but has also been consumed by the political monster.
For sure.
And he, you know, Tom Emmer more than anybody understands how you play the game to become in a position to be a leader. And Tom Emmer, I'm sure, has had to bite his tongue a lot of times in order to stay the course and end up where he is right now. And by the way, he could be the next Republican leader or even a Speaker of the House. Who knows?
It could happen this weekend. That's how fragile it is with Trump. Mm-hmm. If this bill, this budget bill, somehow passes in a way that Trump doesn't agree with, he's going to finger point.
Yeah.
And while Mike Johnson has to walk a tightrope because there's such a narrow margin, he could turn on him a second. And let's not forget, Tom Emmer, for what, 4 hours, 2 years ago, was the Speaker of the House until Donald knifed him. And since then, Tom is he's just going along with it.
So I think that's the, you know, unfortunately, I think Mr. Emmer's caught the same disease that just about every member of Congress has. And I think it's too bad. I like him as a person. I do not like how he conducts himself politically.
Problem Solvers Caucus. Mm-hmm. What is the status of it right now?
Sadly, Chad, I think it was the most important caucus in the U.S. Congress. The only one that welcomed Democrats, and not only welcomed Democrats and Republicans.
Encouraged.
And we broke bread together. And I can tell you to this very moment, as a result of the Problem Solvers Caucus, of which there were about 30 of us, 15 Democrats, 15 Republicans, it's where my most deep friendships were made because we spent human time together.
Yeah.
And in the first two terms, we were deeply important and very quietly the people that got a lot done. We helped end the shutdown in 2019. We got the infrastructure bill essentially passed. And we did it without fanfare because we were the workhorses, not the show horses. But after January 6th, I got to tell you, it really changed because many of us on the Democratic side could barely move forward without the acknowledgement of our brothers and sisters on the other side that what had happened wasn't just tragic for all of us in the Capitol. It was a tragedy for American democracy.
Yes.
And the unwillingness of them to really address that was a struggle. And I'm saddened to say right now, it's my understanding that it is all but dissolved.
Really?
And that is tragic circumstance because there are a lot of good Democrats and good Republicans who want and need a table to sit at to have these conversations. And most importantly, that's the table that really matters if things really get out of control. Because if you don't have a human relationship with, in this case, your political adversary, you're in big trouble. And I will just, one more thing. That's actually why I do celebrate to some degree Donald Trump's willingness to at least build relationships with some of the biggest despots in the world. Not because we agree with their values and principles.
Yep.
It's because if there is a crisis, a nuclear crisis, I'd much rather the president of the United States
have some
dialogue. Exactly, and be able to pick up the phone.
Right.
That is important, and that's what Congress should be doing a whole lot more of.
Like Qatar, we are awarding you a $400 million plane for coming down here.
Thank you. Thank you. Yeah. In fact, if I could take it with me after I retire to put in my library.
Yeah. Never use it.
Yeah.
Just leave it there in the library. We got to go.
I'll take a DC-9 from North Central if that's okay.
Thank you, sir.
Anytime.
Always a pleasure. He's on a regular basis now. Dean Phillips with us. News Talk 830 WCCO. Dean should do this. There's 11 stretch labs. He should go to stretch lab. When you have some tightness, where do you have tightness in your body?
Chad, this is a family radio station.
Upper back, lower back, hamstring.
I'll tell you, I'd say this is probably true of anybody in politics. A lot of stress in my shoulders and neck.
Yeah, that'll work with you. Stretchlab.com. Yeah. I have your address. I'll be giving that out later with the podcast. Just go to the podcast. You'll have directions to Dean's house. 11 Twin Cities stretch lab locations, whether it's the glutes, the hamstrings, the quads, whether you're 22, whether you're 45, whether you're like Jason in your early 80s, they'll make you feel better. 25-minute sessions, 50-minute sessions. I go there. Quentin goes there. 6 years for me. You'll love it. Stretchlab.com.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Nerd.
Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hosting season's here. Are your Windows guests ready? Early access to Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale is on now. Save up to 40% site-wide and get a free measure. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing. No showroom markups. No pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Early access to Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale is happening now. Shop and save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free measure at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.